It's a pleasure to have you listening to my show today. My sincerest desire is for you to get something from it that will make your life richer and fuller. I am Reverend Wynn Henderson. As an ordained Christian minister and a medical doctor, I have a dual perspective to bring you content to solve problems in your life. Freedom from Addiction and Share Your Mission is the longest running, single-hosted, and produced radio internet talk show in the country. It has been continuously running for the last 20 years. I introduce you to celebrities and non-celebrities alike who have something to say about the disease of addiction in all of its 30-plus different forms and about the importance of finding your mission or purpose in life and then acting on it. Today, we're going to have an update on the coronavirus. James Robb, MD, was one of the first molecular virologists in the world to work on the coronaviruses in the 70s. He's kept up with the field and its multiple clinical transfers into the human population, for example, SARS and MERS, from different animal sources. The current projections for its expansion in the United States are only probable due to continued insufficient worldwide data, but it is most likely to be widespread here by late March or April. Now, here are the precautions that you can take to help with this problem. 1. No handshaking. Use a fist bump, a slight bow, an elbow bump. 2. Use only your knuckle to touch light switches, elevator buttons, and the like. Lift the gasoline dispenser with a paper towel or use a disposable glove. 3. Open doors with your closed fist or hip. Do not grasp the handle with your hand unless there is no other way to open the door. This is especially important on bathroom and post office or commercial doors. 4. Use disinfectant wipes at the stores when they are available, including wiping the handle and child seat in grocery carts, or carry your own wipes. 5. Wash your hands with soap for 10 to 20 seconds and or use a greater than 60% alcohol-based hand sanitizer whenever you return home from any activity that involves locations where other people have been. 6. Keep a bottle of sanitizer available at each of your home entrances and in your car for use after getting gas or touching other contaminated objects when you can't immediately wash your hands. 7. If possible, cough or sneeze into a disposable tissue and discard it. Use your elbow only if you have to. The clothing on your elbow will contain infectious virus that can be passed on for up to a week or more. Here are some of the things that you can stock in preparation for the pandemic spread to the United States, which may be coming. Latex or nitrite latex disposable gloves for use when going shopping, using the gasoline pump, and all other outside activity when you come in contact with contaminated areas. Now note that this virus is spread in large droplets by coughing and sneezing. This means that the air will not infect you, but all the surfaces where these droplets land are infectious for about a week or so. Everything that is associated with infected people will be contaminated and potentially infectious. The virus is on surfaces, and you will not be infected unless your unprotected face is directly coughed or sneezed upon. This virus only has cell receptors for lung cells. The only way for the virus to infect you is through your nose or mouth, via your hands, or an infected cough or sneeze onto or into your nose or mouth. This is important to know. Stock up now with disposable surgical masks and use them to prevent you from touching your nose and or mouth. You know, we touch our nose and mouth maybe 90 to 100 times a day without knowing it. This is the only way this virus can infect you. It is lung specific. The mask will not prevent the virus in a direct sneeze from getting into your nose or mouth. It is only to keep you from touching your nose or mouth. Stock up now with hand sanitizers and latex or nitrite gloves, and get the appropriate sizes for your family. Hand sanitizers must be alcohol-based and greater than 60% alcohol to be effective. Stock up now with zinc lozenges. These lozenges have been proven to be effective in blocking coronavirus and many other viruses from multiplying in your throat or nasopharynx. Use as directed several times each day when you begin to feel any cold-like symptoms beginning. It is best to lay down and let the lozenges dissolve in the back of your throat and nasopharynx. Cold Ease is one brand of lozenges available, but there are many others. I hope that this does not result in a pandemic, and if it does, that it can be contained. But I personally don't think it will be. Humans have never seen this animal-associated virus before and have no internal defense against it. Tremendous worldwide efforts are being made to understand the molecular and clinical virology of this virus. Unbelievable molecular knowledge about the genome structure and virulence of this virus has already been achieved, but there will be no drugs or vaccines available this year to protect us or limit the infection within us. Only symptomatic support is available. During this potentially catastrophic pandemic, you are welcome to share this program with all of your family, your friends, and associates. And good luck to all of us. Well, that's the show for today. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss anything. The link to this podcast is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Now spell Libsyn, L-I-B-S-Y-N. You can get more information at my website, www.revwinhendersonmd.com. Now, have a great day.